Good afternoon, guys. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and what God has done in my life. I was raised in church. We went faithfully every week. As a kid, I hated going to church, really. The church we went to was very boring, and I don't really think it was geared for kids. I remember we had a best friend growing up, and I remember leaving for church, me and my brother in our matching Oshkosh bagashes, and our buddy would come over with his gun strapped to his back, ready to play. I remember being mad about having to go to church. I didn't want to go, and I couldn't wait to make my own choice on the matter. At the age of 15, during my parents' divorce, we did stop going, and I was very happy about that. I was happy, but little did I know this would be the beginning of my downward spiral into sex, drugs, violence, anger, and a pretty much chaotic lifestyle. I started going to underground parties, and ecstasy and crystal meth became an everyday part of my diet. I would stay up for days at a time, sometimes a week or more. I remember delivering pizzas for a couple years. I remember being up for so long I could barely even see, and I'm driving around looking for addresses. Between snorting lines in the bathroom and drinking and driving, I didn't even belong on the road. God was looking out for me, even though I wanted nothing to do with Him. Eventually, this chaotic lifestyle led to a mental breakdown. I was 6'2" with green hair and weighed about 140 pounds. I just couldn't take it anymore. I was living out of my car. I remember sneaking into my dad's house just to eat and take showers. I left town for a few weeks and got off the meth. I knew I had to. I still tried to do it on my own. I wanted nothing to do with God. I got off the meth and later moved out with a girlfriend, and we had our first child. He came into the world in a very dramatic fashion. He was born 2 months premature, and we couldn't even hold him when he was born. They stuck needles all over him and stuck him in an incubator, and it was over a month before we could even take him home. He is a very healthy 12-year-old now, and we are very close. His mom left me when he was about 3 months old, and she moved to Florida with him when he was about a year. It's not an excuse, but this is a big reason why I got back into the hard drugs. It's not a good excuse, but it's my excuse. I started going to clubs, and again, the crystal meth, the ecstasy, was a huge part of my life. I was making trips back and forth to Indy once or twice a week with enough cocaine and ecstasy to land me a life sentence in prison. Again, God was looking out for me even though I wanted nothing to do with Him. During this chaotic few years of selling hardcore drugs and doing all the free drugs that I could get, I almost OD'd on more than one occasion. I remember two times in particular I actually had an out-of-body experience. I floated out of my body and can see myself sitting there in the room, but I couldn't do anything except see my body get farther and farther away. Now, I don't know how close to death I was. I really didn't think about it until later. But I do know God had His hand on me, because if I would have went any farther that night, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be somewhere a lot darker. Later on, we got robbed. I got robbed. My roommate moved to Indy to be closer to his drug of choice, which left me more vulnerable by myself. Three guys busted in my house with guns and held me down while they took everything that I had. They put a pillow over my head, smacked me in my face with a gun, and I thought they were going to shoot me, and I thought I was going to die again. It was tough. Again, God was there. I got off all the hard drugs again, but I did it by myself. I didn't need God. I didn't want Him yet. After this, I started selling weed and mushrooms because that was much safer than cocaine and ecstasy, right? Yeah, it wasn't very good thinking, but it was my thinking. So I had two kids now, and I would sell weed, mushrooms, whatever. I would take them on drug deals with me. I let them see me get violent on more than one occasion. I let them see me get drunk, get high, whatever. I had them around a lot of disgusting stuff. My youngest even saw me get out of the car in the middle of the street and smack a car full of kids that I got mad at. He was about 3 years old, and he just thought this was so cool that his dad got out and just smacked some people on the road. 3 years old, and I'm teaching my kid, you know, if someone makes you mad, just smack them, beat them up. I'm still dealing with a lot of that to this day. My son still has a lot of problems that I've caused him. The anger and violence in my life, it was unbearable. I later on found the guy who set me up when I got robbed. And I beat him down in the parking lot at Outback. We got robbed again later. I maced this guy, beat him down, got some of my money back. He calls the police, and I get my first felony, armed robbery with bodily injury. Now, I had been arrested before, mostly petty drug possessions, DUIs, no felonies. From age 15 to about 24, I was either in jail or on probation every year except about a year and a half. Excuse me. Is it hot in here or is it just me? So after this bad time in my life, pills started becoming the new big thing. So I sold weed and pills. I started eating painkillers. I made enough money off them to eat them for free, so why not? Well, I started liking them a little too much and began eating them pretty much almost every day. I would start eating Lortabs in the morning, eat them all day, and come down at night eating Xanax and smoke some weed so I could sleep. It was a chaotic lifestyle. The anger and violence were tearing my family apart. Later on, we heard about this basketball program at New Life Church. It's called Upward. My kids started playing there. I don't believe it was a coincidence. My kid was on the youth pastor at New Life Church. He was on his team. And we started to kind of become buddies. During the second season, we coached together. And during one of our bad spells at home, I kind of broke down and thought I was ready to give all the drug dealing, the drugs. I thought I was willing to give it up. Excuse me. So I called Pastor Nathan. He met with me. I broke down and told him about my addictions, told him how I've made a living by selling drugs. We came up with a plan for me to go home, get rid of everything I had, and start a new life with Christ. I thought I was ready, but I wasn't. I got home and opened the safe, and as soon as I looked in there to see how much money I would lose by flushing everything, I thought, well, maybe I'll just sell out. Then I'll quit. Then after I sold out, I thought, well, just one more hookup. Then after I sell out of that, then I'll quit. I never quit. I still didn't trust God enough to get rid of my only source of income. I just didn't know how I was going to do it. So now the word was out at New Life. They knew how I was living. And they knew that they had to give me a hand to get me out of this crazy lifestyle. They invited me to the first Kokomo Grand Banquet. Not the first, but my first one. I accepted, but then I canceled at the last minute so we could take our kids to a mayhem concert. And if anybody knows what a mayhem concert is, it's about the opposite of a great banquet. Yeah, I was a good dad. So I declined that one, but I was invited again to the great banquet last February, KGB 79. I accepted, and I went. I wasn't happy about it, and I really didn't want to go at all. I was scared that I wasn't going to get anything out of it and realize that I was hopeless. So I went. I opened up a little bit, and on Friday night, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. That was after about 30 times of crying, breaking down, God breaking down those walls. I let go of the addiction part of it, but I wasn't ready to get rid of the deal inside of it. I still didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills, how I was going to take care of my family. I still didn't trust God enough. So I fought it all weekend until about Sunday, halfway through the day. I pretty much shut down Sunday all day. I stopped talking. I stopped participating in the discussions. I was at war inside with God, and I thought I could win, but that was a fight I really wasn't too mad about losing eventually. So Sunday, about halfway through the day, a couple hours before closing, my table leader asked me, we go to a room for prayer. My table leader asked me if I really trust God. Do I really trust God? I still reluctantly said yes. He leaves the room, comes back, and sits a cop right in front of me. This cop had coincidentally been on the kitchen team all weekend. So not even 2 minutes into this thing, and God is putting the cop right in front of my face. I was freaked out. But the officer assured me that he would help me get rid of all the drugs and paraphernalia in my house with no legal action, because that was a big fear of mine. I knew I couldn't do it on my own, and God knew I couldn't do it on my own, so he put this guy in my path to help me do what I couldn't do. So sure enough, after closing, we rounded up some people from New Life, the officer. We go to my house. I go in the door, and my girlfriend, at the time she was my girlfriend, she's standing in the living room. I was so worn out looking from fighting God all weekend and no sleep that she thought I had skipped the banquet and went out partying all weekend. Seriously. Little did she know, I had about 10 people from New Life and 2 police officers behind me. She was a little freaked out herself. So we went inside, I opened up the safe, and I start filling trash bags with weed, drugs, pills, bongs, you name it. I was getting rid of everything. I even threw away about 3 years of Playboys. It was a relief, but it was still a little scary. After the officers left, the people from New Life stuck around and prayed for us and prayed over the house. That night, my 9-year-old accepted Christ as his Savior, and so did my girlfriend. It was absolutely awesome. I later on led my oldest to Jesus too. This was the new beginning that we needed. It hasn't been easy, but the comfort, the peace that God has given us, the I can go to sleep at night without worrying about the cops breaking down the door or getting robbed again. It's been absolutely awesome. I've joined an accountability group that meets on Mondays where I've met some awesome guys who've helped me through a lot. People from the church like Jim Barry and Rob Little, my brother George Vasquez, they've all been like mentors to me, and they've helped me probably more than they know. It's been awesome. They've accepted me. They didn't look at me like I was a drug dealer. They looked at me like I was a fellow brother in Christ. And it's just awesome. The people at New Life, Pastor Randy, man, all these people. It's an awesome family. And I'm proud to be in that family. For once in my life, I feel like I'm actually leading my family in the right direction. I'm doing something positive, and I can see God working in our lives. The minute I started trusting God, He started proving Himself that He was trustworthy. I've served on a Kairos team. I've sat around a table with guys in prison, knowing that I've done worse things than some of these guys. They're sitting in prison while I'm a free man. It's very humbling, but very awesome at the same time, and I plan on serving again soon. I just served on a great banquet team and gave a talk, which these talks, guys, are far out of my comfort zone. I thank God, the second He put that police officer in front of me, He started taking me out of my comfort zone. And He hasn't stopped since. It wasn't as easy for my wife, which actually, about a month after the banquet, we got married. We've been living together for 8 or 9 years, and I never wanted to get married. That was something that I just didn't have any intention on doing. Well, now that I have God in my life, I realize that we can't keep on living together. She's the mother of my child. I can't just kick her out and expect God to bless that. So we got married, and it's been rough. Her childhood was a lot different than mine. She's never had church, or she's never experienced the joy of the body of Christ coming together. It's been hard on her. And through this year, you know, I've been mad at her a lot because I'm like, you know, why can't you just do it like I did? Just give it up. Just do it. Well, it wasn't that easy for her. I kept trying to be her Holy Spirit. It wasn't her time. Well, God has taught me, you know, patience, love, grace. And I've had to show her that like He showed me. And I'm proud to say my wife today, I believe, is her 20th day clean. She's doing awesome. A year ago, I never thought I could be happy with her. Through this past year, it's been tough, and at times, you know, I still was wondering if I did the right thing by marrying her. But I just had to realize it wasn't on my time schedule here. It was on God's, and He's done a huge thing in her. And I guess it's her time now, because we haven't been happier ever than we have these last couple weeks. It's been great, guys. I guess what I'll end with here, guys, is that we're supposed to be a light to the community, guys, and I guess the only other thing I can think of, besides how awesome God is with this story, is that we got to look at the drug dealers, the drug addicts, the strippers, the ones that we don't think God can do things in. There's people in my life that God can't reach them. They just don't want it. If anything else, guys, we got to reach out to everybody. Because by the grace of God, that's the only reason I'm even standing here, guys, and not dead or in prison. And by the grace of God, I'm clean today, and with His strength, I can be clean tomorrow, guys. And that's my story.